Tonight, Kenneth Lay, the chairman and chief executive of the bankrupt energy company Enron, announced he is stepping down. Lay has held on to the company's top position through months of controversy. The announcement that he will retire comes on the eve of congressional hearings into the company's collapse. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now. Emily, a surprise to those who've been watching Enron closely here?
No, it is a surprise. Lay has been very closely, of course, associated with Enron for years. He certainly has been under severe fire for the last several months over the management of that company. But this was not something that was certainly widely rumored anyway before tonight's announcement. Lay did try to back away from some of his daily responsibilities at the company earlier, and you may remember he assigned Jeff Skilling to be his replacement CEO. Skilling, of course, resigned in August, also in an unexpected move and in a way that many people found confusing, which focused attention on Enron and may have contributed to Enron's collapse soon after.
Mr. Lay is saying here that this was a decision the board and I reached in cooperation with our creditors committee. I want to see Enron survive. For that to happen, we need somebody at the helm who can focus 100% of his efforts on reorganizing the company and preserving value. Sounds in a way as if he was just simply kicked out, fired.
Well, if the board of directors wants to save Enron, and Mr. Lay has, of course, said that since Enron went into bankruptcy, that he wants to see it pulled out, it may be a very smart move to get Ken Lay out of there. Lay has been basically become fairly radioactive. I mean, he's the poster persona for Enron, as Enron collapsed and revelations came out about what Mr. Lay knew when, he's just sort of gone downhill with the company. He and the board of directors, the whole focus of the key problems with this collapse is that they abandoned their fiduciary duties to shareholders, and it may be that this is an attempt to try to do the right thing finally.
And he is supposed to testify in February in Congress. That would be pretty interesting, I guess.
He could still go. Certainly, resigning now doesn't get him out of responsibility for anything that happened in the past. And I'm sure Congress would be very interested still in talking to him.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Noah.
NPR's Emily Harris.